On this podcast, I talk about sports card collectors, Gary V, and which cards I'm buying right now. What is up? What is going on, everyone? David, SVA Card Collectors. Okay, so we're going to start off with what's going on this week, which we have couple of things. Nothing crazy, I think, because of the 4th of July that's coming up. They're not giving us too much chutzpah. And what we have is Panini Spectra Basketball coming out, which is in a godly amount of money now on eBay. But besides that, if you have the money and you want to rip a box of these, you will get 4 autographs and 4 parallels. There's 4 cards per pack, 4 packs per box, 8 boxes per case. They look okay. I'm not a huge, gigantic fan of them, of the way they look. I'm not a big, gigantic fan of the price of $1,250 for a hobby box. Just not. Just really not. I don't. If you're buying it, you have the money, so go ahead and buy it. If you don't have the money, I do not suggest you buying it. It's just a lottery for Zion, for Morant. That's it. Next, and I'm not going to go through the rest, soccer. I don't care about soccer. Sorry, guys. I will never get into soccer. I don't like soccer. I know it's a big upcoming sport. They keep on trying to push it in America, and maybe it is going to start getting bigger because parents are afraid their kids playing football because of all the concussions and the whole 9 yards, which at first I was in tough guy mode going, I played it. There's plenty of things wrong with me. And so I went, you know what? Hold on. I understand it, you know, as a parent now. Before, prior, I was like, I can't say it. I'm trying to, I really want to curse today. Because there's a lot of things that are bugging me, but I won't. It's the weakening of the kids, I think. But in either case, I guess maybe soccer might become bigger if football isn't, I don't know. I can't see football going down, but it definitely is an issue. So in either case, I'm not talking about it right now. The next we have going on is on, and that's on September, September, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. I got to throw in Joseph. This is July 1st is Spectra. July 3rd is Panini Obsidian Draft Picks Football. I like the way Obsidian looks. Just a fan of it. I like the black and white colors. This is all, they're all in their college unis. Boxes are going on eBay. I don't see how much they're going for. But you do get 4 autographs per box, 6 cards per pack, 1 pack per box. I don't know what they're going for online, but I'm sure they're going to be a bunch of monies. A bunch of monies. I know I should have had this a little set up a little bit better. A little bit better. And the reason why they don't have it is because Panini hasn't given the price yet. So there you go. We have 4 days left for that. So that's when we'll find out. You can also buy this stuff, Spectra, on Panini's website, which the bots will get in 2 seconds. So it will suck to be you. I see Dunruss Elite NBA trading cards coming soon. I don't know when. It doesn't say it. I've been looking for this for a while on Panini's thing. You can also buy Panini Legacy NFL trading cards on Panini's website. Again, they look stupid. They just look stupid. If you like Allen and Ginter, they're trying to be like that sort of for football. A lot of brown pictures I see. Oh, blue with stupid Brady in a Patriots uniform. Way to be relevant. Whatever. So that's really what's going on with regards to releases. There's really nothing, not too much coming out right now. Big news that just happened on Sunday was Cam Newton signing with the Patriots. It's like, being a Jets fan, just really, it's just like getting it right up the keister. It's just like every single time. You just know it's coming. You don't know where it's coming from. Sometimes it comes from the front and they turn around, you know, whip you around and right up there. It just sucks. And Cam Newton, you know Belichick is going to figure this guy out. And all of a sudden, he's going to be greater than Tom Brady. He may be the greatest quarterback in the history of quarterbacks. So there's that. So I was not happy about that. Also, there was already scuttlebutt, which I didn't hear too much about this scuttlebutt previously because I really wasn't paying attention too much for spring training. But Aquino, he no playing for Cincinnati. So if you're trying to buy up his cards, you're probably going to see a whole bunch of his cards coming out right now because he ain't playing. He's going to be part of the taxi squad. He's going to be part of that crew that's not playing. They no playing. So you got that going on. Also, Nationals are going to host the Yankees on opening day. That's going to be the first game. So that sounds good for me. So I get to see my Yankees first. Sucks to be you. But we got that. So I'm seeing a lot of people shaming other people on Facebook groups. Also, I saw something with Gary Vee that they were shaming him with some video. First, I'm going to go on Facebook. I sometimes get the feels with regards to retail shopping. I go because I used to be the person that would go and buy stuff in bulk if I could find it in Walmart, Target, whatever. And I would flip it on Amazon. I will say this. There were times when a kid wanted one or I saw a kid eyeing it and I won't touch it. I'll just go away. I don't play around with that because I would be, as a parent, I would flip out. I don't care if you're making profit or not. I don't care what you're doing. If my kid can't get your thing because you have to buy 200 of them so you can make some profit, I'm going to be pissed. Now, you got some people go, well, that's the way your game is. What? I don't care. It doesn't, means nothing to me. You know, it's just the way I feel. So somebody posted that basically the same thing, how the hobby sucks, retail sucks, because you have these guys now that are just sitting and waiting. They're, you know, and just buying cards before anyone else can get them. I get it. I do. Because there's sometimes I just want to open a box of cards. I just want to buy it for $20. I don't want to be hassled with anything. But I do also understand that people want to make money. And so if they can make a quick buck, why not? It's not the best bucks because for the most part, you're flipping it for, if a lot of guys are flipping it for 40, if you're selling on eBay, you're hardly making anything. If you're doing it on Facebook and Instagram, you're going to make a couple extra bucks. They say, well, if I got 20 of them and I'm making $10, it's $200, you know, dollars. So suck it. And I get it. I do. But I also get people voicing their frustration and being able to comprehend, you know, their side of the story. I see both ends. I've been on both ends. And I could see both sides. And I can go, I understand you. That sucks. Hey, I know you got to make money. That's okay too. So it's just like people are just too... it's just like politics. It's just like no one's able to see each other's view, nor do they care. Or you got people who are immature that come in there and just be like, you know, say whatever. Say things stupidly. It's just been bothering me. It's just stupid. Just... who cares? I understand it. I think there should be some type of limit at Walmart, at Target for these. Because it's not... I don't know. Again, I see it both ways. Then they should have limits on other stuff that's not baseball cards. So maybe they shouldn't. But it is what it is. It's just a sucky situation. The only way that you can combat it is you just don't buy it on eBay. Or you just don't buy it at that price. You just don't do that. you just buy a hobby box then. But the other thing was Gary Vee. Basically, when he was a teenager, he sort of like stole buy stuff at the dollar store and then return it at Walmart. And he was making, and he made like $4,000 or $5,000 doing it. It was some Shaq figurine he bought at a dollar. He would go to Sears or Walmart or wherever the hell he was, and they were $10 or $20. I don't remember the whole story. And he just, the next day he came, he bought cases of it, and he just kept on returning it, and was making bank. So people started shaming him for it. Now, yes, that's not the best story to be telling people. People do listen to Gary a lot of times. And in that short clip that I think the problem was, if you probably listened to it in the context of the whole show, it wouldn't have been as bad because he was talking about rough times and the things that you do about rough times. But his people cut that thing out and made it like an ad. And so all you heard was that portion of it. So it sounds really bad. My problem is people, like, basically not calling him out. I guess, again, I don't like people apologizing for stuff. Why? Gary is now, he was sending each, he was doing personalized "I'm sorry" stuff. I shouldn't have done that. As a kid, it was, it was not kids do stupid things. It was the second part of, I should have known better, that people listen to me and would think that that's a problem. People might not think that's a problem. Who the hell is getting upset about that? Who in their right mind is going, I can't believe he said that. This has ruined my day. If I do not get an apology from somebody, I will be bothered. Shut up. That's the problem. He shouldn't have apologized to anyone. He said, this is what I did. That's it. Deal with it. Move on. I'll say that one thing. This is one thing about Trump. He doesn't apologize for anything. And I will say it probably worked. I don't know if it worked out better or not, but he just doesn't. He just, all right, I don't care. I just did it. And he just moves on. And after a week or two, it just blew over because he had 1,000 other things that were coming up. But a lot of times when people apologize, then people start piling on and making it worse. I think it was way worse what he did with his partner from, I think, Otia Sports, how maybe he has a partnership with him or he bought cards from him. And I think what happens is he buys cards from him. He shouts out the cards that he bought. And his partner, because he's in baseball card, he's in that business, has his own cards, and he's just basically selling them. And he's using Gary's, influence to, sell those cards. Is Gary aware of it? Maybe. Maybe not. I don't know. He's just saying, hey, these are the cards that I'm buying. I don't think he has this big grand scheme, and he's going to make tons of money off of everyone. Maybe he does. I don't know. I don't think he is. Other people will. The evidence could support that. I could see that. But again, he doesn't need to apologize. There's no apologizing. There's no need to. There's no need to say anything. It's just stupid. He should just be like, shut up. That's what I did in the past. If you don't like it, don't listen to me. That's that. Move on. And so I think that's what I'm just more annoyed about. It's just this apologizing for every little thing. Just shut up. Just shut up. People complain about me sometimes. I act in different ways. I don't care. This is the way I am, or this is what I'm going about things. Come along for the ride. If not, 10 of you sucks to be you. Guess it'll be 8 of you. Just is what it is. On a different note, I have been buying cards, and I've been going about it like I was talking about on Friday. I'm targeting certain players in basketball who I feel is undervalued in certain sets, i.e. 2012 Prism, Panini Select, 2012. You have a lot of guys out there, Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, Russell Westbrook. I know I sold my Lillard for, I don't know how much, in a PSA 10. And I couldn't, and his card, I think it was $300 or $280, something like that. And his raw card went for a lot of money. I'm able to get a raw card for a lot cheaper from these guys. Now, I don't know what the price for Lillard is now. I'm just saying, I think to look for guys who are great. I mean, Russell Westbrook is a Hall of Famer. He's won two MVPs. The guy's a beast. He just doesn't have the championship. He had, you know, him and Durant got pretty damn close. He's with Harden now. I don't know if they can beat the Lakers, but who knows, man? Who knows this, especially this year? Who knows? Curry, I mean, everyone's not sleeping on Curry. I mean, his cards are doing really well, but he's not playing, so he's going to get overlooked. You know, you're going to have everyone else who's in the tournament, basically. You know, everyone's going to be talking about them. Kevin Durant's hurt. No one's going to be talking about him. And so I know Durant now with Gary V has the spotlight on him. But I went with, I got a Panini Select, you know, 2012 for $18. Card looks awesome. I'm going to get it graded, and I will make plenty of money off of it. I think it's a 10. If it comes back a 9, I'm fine with it. I'm sure it's going to be more than $30 or $40 in a PSA 9. And so those are the type of deals that you guys, I think you should be looking for in basketball. You know, to buy boxes right now is just stupid. To, you can go after Luka Zion and go say, hey, I'm going to buy it high, and I think these are going to go even higher. But why? There's plenty of cars that you can buy cheap, buy a bunch of them, and it's a better gamble. Because, you know, if they do well, you have, you know, a way more. It's going to go up way more percentage-wise than, you know, buying a Luka for $400 or $500 or whatever the hell it is today and, you know, selling it for $600 or $700. And plus you won't be able to buy as many. You know, for $400, I'll be able to buy like 30, 40, 50 different cards. Whereas with a Luka, I just buy one. So I'm buying, you know, 30 different cards, and I'm not buying the same player. I might be buying 3 or 4 different players. So if 2 out of the 4 hit, I probably will make a lot more money. That's where my head is at with basketball and buying cards right now. I'm sort of steering clear of baseball right now. I just because I don't have a good feeling on who I should be buying. I just don't. I know I'm not going to buy boxes of cards. I know vintage-wise, you know, I can invest in that. But I think where, you know, like I've been saying before, to buy baseball is going to be the end of the year. So I'm going to be prepared for that. Football, same thing. I'm looking at different sets. I'm not looking for the Panini Prisms. I'm looking for a Select and Optic. That's where I'm going. It's cheaper. It's a cheaper route for me. And, I think you'll get better returns as well because you'll be able to buy it cheaper. That's basically what it comes down to. I don't want to spend hundreds and thousands of dollars on cards that I'm not 100% sold on. You know, if I had the money to just put down $2,000-$3,000 on a LeBron James, of course, yeah, why not? It makes sense. But I'd rather not. You know, it's not. You know, then I'll just have one card. I'll just look at him, and I'm not even a big LeBron James fan, so it's just like even worse. So. Not that I hate him, I just, that's not my guy. So I'm looking at 90s inserts always, good condition cards, low pops where I can try to get them graded for cheap. You know, I don't want to spend too much money. And same thing with basketball. I'm looking at players who are awesome, who are doing really well in not Prism. I think for the most part, in all the like big inserts that are collectible now, you know, Galactic, Kaboom, things like that. Those cards are already priced pretty high for those players. Maybe not. I haven't delved as deep in the insert portion, but I know I can buy some stuff right now, and you know, for pretty cheap. So that's where I'm going. That's the route I'm going. Yeah, and that's pretty much it, guys. Now's the time of the show. SVACardCollectors.com. Head over there. We will have a new article about buying lots and being graded. That will be dropping probably on Tuesday. Also, head over to Flick Chat app. Having some good conversations. Talking smack. Not too much smack. Just talking. Just chatting up. Showing what people, people what we got. And, guys, you know what to do. Buy some cards and go broke. Later. You've heard me talk about Star Stock. They've been a sponsor of the show for a couple of months now. Well, now you can deposit, purchase cards, view in your collection, and flip those cards back on the marketplace with so much more to be built. StarStock is building a sports card marketplace aimed to be faster, cheaper for flipping sports cards than any other platform. They're currently looking for people who want to submit their cards to sell on this new platform. Here's what StarStock is offering. 5% commission, no ingestion fees. You send in the cards, they do all the work. Cards are guaranteed and secured in the vault. I've seen the little guy, his name is Pepe. He doesn't let anybody in or out. You can choose cards to ship back to you at any time. You can buy, flip, store, or ship cards with a click of a button. If you're interested in getting involved and sending those cards, contact Mike at mike@starstock.com. Again, StarStock is only looking for rookie cards and are prospects of current players. Head over to starstock.com.